Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hey, what's up, guys? Hold on, my dog is going psychotic. Hold on, my dog's going psychotic. Hold on.
Rocco!
Sorry, my dog's going psychotic right now. Hold on.
Rocco!
My dog is running away. Rocco, stop it. I think because he heard Babka run away, now he wants to. How funny is that? This is Joe from Chicago. I just recently moved to a snobby suburb. And it got relocated to a new job. I can't hear. Hold on. Yeah, I'm still here. Oh, I just can't hear you guys from my point of view. So I'm hearing you guys through the radio. So there was a guy in my line who was wearing a Slayer shirt. No, there was a guy wearing a Slayer shirt today, and I asked him if he was excited for their final tour. No, I'm trying to talk to you guys. And what he was saying was, wait, it's a final tour? I'm like, yeah, they're retiring. He goes, he was so stupid, I couldn't stand him. I am so sorry. I don't know what's going on with my phone. And my phone, hold on. I think my phone's unmuted.
Racists will always tell you who they are eventually at some point.
Well,
usually they do it by being in a metal band.
Yep.
when someone tells you, like a friend of yours says, I'm joining. I'm guessing Ireland based on the name.
Really?
No. Well, if they're real McCoys, then that would be where they were from.
I do want to mention, I want to apologize to Joe. We were joking about it before, but there was an issue with our phones where you couldn't hear the show on the phone. So my apologies, Joe.
Even when we were talking directly to her?
Yeah, there was no sound.
Yeah, there was no sound.
Going.
Oh, God damn it.
Okay,
yeah.
But
it was still a funny bit, so thanks for the contribution.
Sure.
The real McCoy were Europeans, one white man and two women of color, black African European women, not American.
German, it says on Wikipedia.
No, so they, for all we know, yeah, they could have been Nazis too. It's possible. If somebody from Real McCoy wants to call in and defend themselves, otherwise Rob is going live with that post tomorrow morning on mental injection.
No, I'm not.
What?
That's not true.
Well, would be the reaction if you just started posting about 90s like dance music groups and that they were Nazis?
They'd be like, why are you posting about dance groups on Metal Injection?
I mean, you get that kind of commentary already. You might as well really lean into it, right?
Oh, oh.
I don't know. I think it would be fun.
Yeah. This is the real McCoy?
As if you don't know. Fuck off.
I was saying, this is the real McCoy. So metal.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
It's got Nazi undertones.
Well, I never noticed the backup vocals. All right, let's see. Joe, can you hear us now, Joe?
No, that's not Joe.
No, 704. Josh?
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, what's up?
Hello.
Hey, how are you guys? Hey.
What's up? Why are you calling?
So I'm starting to feel like being in a black metal band is obviously too less racist. It's like people telling you about CrossFit. I'm in a black metal band, so I'm racist. And, you know, people are they're in a CrossFit. They're like, oh, CrossFit's the greatest thing ever. And I just don't understand this. Like, why all of a sudden is metal getting so goddamn racist? What is happening?
It's been.
Yeah.
Metal is not getting so goddamn racist. It's just.
Well,
there's thousands of metal bands.
I also feel like
this
it's
a very
like in
small
fashion
percentage.
Now to be racist, like and out and open about it. So maybe that's why like it feels like you're hearing.
But again,
a lot
there's
more of it.
Metal bands that have been accused of this for years and
yeah.
years. It's not new.
And yeah, and it's always
or
a
in
small
metal
thing.
Any other genre of music.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think also
well,
just because metal.
I mean, as a fellow punk rock fan, you know that sometimes punk bands get accused of doing this shit too. So,
well, that's the thing. The punk bands get run out of the scene whenever they start up the racist shit. So I feel a lot of them probably turn to metal because there was a more community for that kind of shit.
Like what bands?
Screwdriver.
They were.
Yeah,
nobody
they
who? Who did Screwdriver?
Biafra.
What did he do with them?
He helped them out somehow, and then got beaten up at Gilman Street for it.
I didn't realize Jelly Biafra was a metal musician. So, what was your point about the metal community was more amalgamy?
Well, look at the bands.
What bands?
Slayer.
Slayer's not racist.
Really?
Yeah. Who's racist in Slayer?
Kerry King.
Yeah,
why?
Very, very much so.
Or
Jeff Hanneman.
Isn't Tom Araya Hispanic?
He's Chilean, yeah.
Yeah, South American. They're Nazi sympathizers down there.
Stop it, Sid.
Right.
True.
We need to get
Sid
off
you,
mic.
You South Americans
Sid,
don't hate Jews?
How many Red Bulls did you drink before this show?
Not enough. Do you have it? Is there any here? I haven't had Red Bull. I don't even remember the last time I had
I don't
Red
know.
Bull.
You're like so hyper today. Did you do Coke?
Oh, no. It's just because I don't like metal music, and now I get to rail against all of the Nazis in metal. So it's something for me to be passionate about.
It's who are the Nazis in metal that you're railing against?
Kerry King.
Where's
Dead
the evidence?
Lemmy.
Where's the evidence that he's
Dead
in?
Lemmy,
as opposed to the living Lemmy.
Phil Anselmo. I mean, I feel like we talk about this every episode.
I'm sorry. Hold
Infidel. How many fucking Nazi bands are there?
Let's take five, six.
Okay, yeah, that's just the ones I can remember. Most of these bands.
There's thousands of metal bands.
Oh,
yeah. Let's pause. You're calling Phil Anselmo racist. Have you not heard what he said?
He apologized.
He's been he was raised by a black woman.
Exactly.
Oh, right. I forgot.
And
he was raised
gay.
By the real McCoy.
That's his mom and dad in that.
I grew up with the real McCoy. Okay, bloggers. You suggest that I am racist. I love black women. I was raised on the real McCoy.
I am the real McCoy.
I watched the Jeffersons growing up. I love good times, okay, bloggers.
All right, well, thank you, John.
Josh.
Come on, Rob.
Yeah, and one more thing I just wanted to say, really. Sure. Really quickly, I grew up in the Midwest, and I now live in the South. And, you know, as Lovely just said in chat, not everyone is a racist or a Nazi, but there are way too many sympathizers. And having, you know, I've lived in the South now for 10 years, and yes, I live in a very progressive city, which is Charlotte, which is a very progressive city. But I go 30 minutes outside of the city limits, and there's, like, Confederate flags and all that horse shit all around me. And it just drives me absolutely insane.
And they would say that's heritage, not hate. And then I ask, what heritage? The heritage of
labor? Yeah, I've had that argument with many family members, and it goes nowhere. I just want to kill myself.
Known other people, and now it doesn't.
Yeah,
they're resentful.
So, like, when you ask that, well, what do they say when you say, like, what heritage?
Well, yeah, they're like, well, you know what? So, like, I've got a, not a father-in-law, but it's on my father-in-law's side of the family, and apparently they had a farm. Of course, that's the common story. Like, we had a farm during the Civil War, and we had slaves that would stay here and try to get out of the battles. And I'm like, you have fucking slaves. Did you just not hear what you said?
Yeah.
Also, can I say, it's fine if you want to celebrate your heritage, but there's lots of ways to do that.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be with a fucking openly racist flag. How about you eat a biscuit?
Well,
some shrimp and grits. There's a lot of play a fucking banjo.
Who do you think was making all that shit?
Yeah, there you go. But at least that's a delicious way to celebrate your heritage.
Right, but I think, I mean,
maybe like some moonshine. I'd be cool with that.
Real point why they can't do this, because they don't have any fucking heritage. Their entire heritage comes from fucking slavery. Everything in the South was fucking built on slavery.
Yep.
And a lot of the North,
yep,
too. So they don't have a fucking heritage. That's why they're so sensitive about it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They just all need to, like, die out, and, like, the next generation will take
no,
over.
No, the next generation is clearly just as racist.
Not just as, but there's
but
definitely still a lot
I think
of
it's
it.
Lessening, though.
Yeah. Slower down there.
That's how I feel about metal bands, too.
Racism is lessening.
I'm a little wary of saying that they should die out, because I feel like that, like, I've always heard people say, like, yeah, they should secede from the Union. And I say that sometimes jokingly. So I don't really mean it, because it's, you know, a good large percentage of people that live in these fucked up, shitty, reactionary areas that are good people and don't subscribe to this shit, and they'll just be left to the wolves, you know, like living in these areas. So we should really, like, just have a 50-state strategy and go after them, like, bring real, like intellectual, you know, good altruistic government to these areas where these people live, you know, and just fight back these fucking scumbags.
Hey, fucking men.
Punch Nazis wherever you see them.
Yes,
no,
yeah.
Well.
Okay, thank you for your call, Josh.
No problem, guys. Have a good night.
He did say one earlier, so it's okay.
And also, I wanted to just respond to what Lovely said about, like, there's a lot of sympathizing Nazis. I think even that's, there are, I'm not disagreeing, but I also think even the next step down from that, which is where you're ambivalent to it, is not good either. Like, you may not legitimately not think, you know, black people are inferior or any of this stuff, but you see someone do that kind of shit or say the N-word and you kind of giggle and laugh about it.
Yeah,
that's wrong too. Like, you have to, like, speak. One of my favorite quotes is, like, counter stupidity wherever you see it, you know, because the grave provides enough time for silence. You know, when you're dead, you're not going to be able to say any of this shit. While you're alive, use all your precious amount of life to fight back people being fucking stupid. And I think that's what everybody should do when they see somebody, even if it's the smallest thing. Like, you're making a contribution. You're making it uncomfortable for these people to do this in public. That's why people don't say it anymore. When I grew up, constant N-word, like, from white people, and it was, like, not even a big deal. And you literally do not see that anymore. You see it happening, but it's like there's a veil of shame over it.
You still see high school kids say it pretty.
I do. I hear it, but definitely. I feel like
outside of that,
I feel like they're pariahs in society if they do it outside of their little huddle of dumb kids. You know what I mean? I feel like that's way different from now. I feel like that was just the norm, like, you to be racist, even in the 80s when I grew up.
But I'm not even saying high school kids are being racist when they say it. I don't think they even know that it's a racist term.
Oh, you're talking about them saying it the way black
the
people
other
do?
Day.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't talking about that. I do. I think that, obviously, it's less egregious, although still wrong.
It's just tone deaf.
The other day, I was walking Bruno in, like, this very, like, affluent neighborhood that's nearby, and these two guys come out of, like, this shiny BMW. Yo, N-word this.
Yeah.
What's up, N-word that? Mm-hmm. And it was just like appalling to hear them use that word.
That's to me a testament of how like great contributions black people have made to our society and music and art.
Cause yeah.
They're just mimicking black yeah. people. They're not doing it with any maliciousness. It's mm-hmm. completely tone deaf. It's completely idiotic.
It's tone deaf, yeah.
But I don't think they even mean anything by it. I think they're mimicking what their heroes, how their heroes yeah. talk.
All right. Area code 601. What up, my N-word?
Oh, dear. What's up? This is Will from Mississippi. What's up?
What's hey, up?
All right, Will.
How are you?
Yeah. I just wanted to I was watching a video on YouTube the other day, and made me think of you guys. It was pretty funny. I don't know if you guys have played or not on the show. I apologize if you have, but it was Alex Jones singing Danzig. It's pretty freaky.
Let's look that up just to make sure, but I'm pretty sure we do.
Yeah, you're thinking Mother by Danzig. I'm like, man, this is perfect for the live cast.
You're not to walk my way. Walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words. What they mean, what they say. Mother. Mother.
Mother. Not bad.
Can you keep them in the dark for life?
Wait, did he actually sing it on the show? Or
yeah.
Are they splicing words together?
What are we listening to here?
So this is Alex Jones in the studio, they're playing Danzig Mother, and he's singing along to it.
Can you imagine if one of his producers was a live cast listener and they played our version?
Wow.
That would have been amazing.
I thought actually Danzig missed that beginning
That's
part.
What I'm saying. He did a pretty good job.
Very good.
But he's singing over the actual song. It's not him just singing the karaoke track.
No, but he is singing parts of it.
But he's just doing the mother.
Better than I would be able to.
Yeah.
Tell your children not to drink the water.
He beat Alex Jones in a race.
He's in better shape than Rob.
He's pretty athletic.
Give me more of a run for my money, yeah. He drinks all the
vitality. What shape are you
potion.
In, Sid? What shape are you in? What? How much walking
Oval.
Do you do a day?
Enough.
How much? Let's see your health app. Go to your health app.
I just got this phone, and I don't even
but
know
see,
how to get
last,
the
it.
Let's
see, in the last, it tracks your walking.
Even without me turning it on
yes.
or anything?
Go. Tracking. Let's see it.
I don't even know where it is.
Search for health. You know how to do the search?
I don't know how to search for health. It's something I've never done in my life.
There you go. That's why I'm going to beat you. I'm going to crush you.
Rob does actually go to the gym. I don't know what you do there, but you definitely go.
Why is my wife's info in all of this? Like, all of this is like pre-populated into my phone. I don't understand this.
It
yeah, there's
knows.
Nothing. There's nothing because it's.
Because Sid's just been on the couch all
it's
day.
It's just my wife's name. I haven't even, like, set it up yet.
Oh, it's. Yeah. Wait what?
This is called the.
Oh, yeah, you do have to set it up.
Yeah, I'm not.
This is Rob helping Sid set up his phone injection.
Rob doing live tech support every day.
You're right there.
I'm allergic to your phone.
Cat hair on it.
All right, Will from Mississippi, thank you for that.
All right, you guys have a good one.
Yeah.
I like it.
Caught me off guard.
562, I believe this is a Deuterina. Well.
You believe correctly.
What's up, Tudor?
Not much. Again, I think we've probably gone over this discussion before, but I don't really see how punching individual fucked up people with beliefs is going to really lead to a net reduction in their numbers. I mean, I still come from the position that you need to instill self-doubt in their fucked up beliefs and show them how stupid they are.
How would you instill self-doubt in Richard Spencer? By arguing logically.
Yeah. Well, I don't care as long as he's always avoiding it. I mean, the best you can do is just always lead with your best foot forward. And honestly, just stop giving him the attention he needs. He's irrelevant.
He's not irrelevant. That's the
he
point.
He is irrelevant, though. Like, he's not. You had to cancel a whole tour. He wasn't selling tickets.
But he's not irrelevant because, like, the, you know, Washington Post is doing, like, features on him.
Right. Well, it's been a while.
Look at the right. But, I mean, that's how he became relevant.
Yeah.
Is because of that.
Yeah.
So the fact – anything you can do –
Okay, you do one interview with him, and that's enough. He's dumb and irrelevant. Bring some intellectual in to roast him in some debate. There's been plenty of them where he has been roasted.
Why don't we send you out to roast Richard Spencer?
Oh my God.
That'd be great.
I would love
I would love a Dudorino versus Richard
Spencer.
Do
you have any Richard Spencer?
I don't know Richard Spencer.
No, you just asked me right now.
Go ahead.
Call him up.
Come on, Dudorino. You're good at this.
Just pretend Richard Spencer's here.
Say something about his dead cat.
Listen, jeez, I didn't even know your cat died that week.
Good job.
No, here's my, and I think you mean well, but here's my criticism of you is that you're dying on the wrong hill. You're picking the wrong fight. It's not like, I don't even think your argument is without merit. I think it could be like, there could be instances where I think people like just if the guy's walking down the street and someone just runs up and punches him in the face. I don't necessarily support that, but it's not where I'm going to stake my tent. To like, I'm not gonna go on a rant and say this is wrong. There's a lot more things to be upset about than the fact that a Nazi got punched in the face. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, but I don't think anyone got reformed from actually getting a punch to the face. There are actually reason and shown humanity from different people that they originally hated, and they learn from their past. There's plenty of people who have reformed.
I don't think showing them humanity from those people is going to change their mind.
Yeah.
And
it has.
But I think you're taking the wrong intent from why people punch Nazis in the face. I don't think punching them in the face is intended to reform Richard Spencer. He's too far gone. He's not going to. It's to prevent him from having the boldness to go out in public and air these views.
Like go back under your rock.
Yeah, go back under your rock. Hide in fear that someone, if they see you in public, may punch you in the face at any given moment. And I support that. I like that, the fact that they have to cringe and hide under the rocks of society.
But when he got punched on Inauguration Day back in June, he just came back with Charlottesville. Now he just thinks he's got an actual group to fight against, and you give him, like, something to be pissed about. If everyone just laughs and trolls him and debunks his stupid-ass ideas in debates, he's going to feel embarrassed and then go away.
What's happened since Charlottesville? What has he done? What victories has he had?
He's actually had to cancel a bunch of tours.
Yeah,
nobody...
We haven't heard a peep from him.
I do want to point out, though, there is something to what Tudorino is saying, because I do feel that after that, it was what we were talking about with how Alex Jones in the far right was doing, like, look, Antifa, they're just a bunch of thugs.
Precisely.
Yeah. So I mean, I know what you're saying.
Don't
it
sink
gives,
to their level.
It gives the other side ammo to discredit the entire...
But they're going to fucking find something anyway. It doesn't matter. It's two sides preaching to the converted. He's going to find something negative to say about Antifa, whether they punch someone or not.
He
might as well get the punch.
Well, you shouldn't encourage people to be Alex Jones ammo.
Like,
just never do it yourself.
That's thugs, too. You know, that's a thug move.
Yeah, everything.
No matter what you do to protest,
you're
going to be called a thug. So
get your shots in.
Yeah,
if you're going to be painted with that brush no matter what you do, you might as well take all the liberties you can.
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm going to punch Sid.
I'm not a Nazi.
Just race him.
Just point out all the bands you cover are Nazis.
They're grammar Nazi at the least.
That's true. That's
at
true.
At the least.
Right, fair. I help you with that, though. You're welcome.
Exactly.
And you don't punch him over spelling mistakes. Jesus, that's not going to fix nothing.
No.
On G-Chat, if I was still his roommate, I might walk over and smack him in the head with a keyboard.
You guys haven't gotten a fist fight over the air yet, and you've had differences in discussions before. Come on.
No.
You know at least better you're not going to punch anybody because you don't want to go to jail for battery and then get sued for a shitload of money.
I don't have a shitload of money.
But well, they'll put you in debt.
Well, I know I could kill Rob in a race. I know he could kill me in a fist fight because his fist is the size of my head.
Have either of you ever been in a fight?
Yeah.
Like, no, I mean, I haven't been in a fight in like, 20 years or whatever. About what? I'm just curious.
Rob had to fight off all those kids who tried to steal his cell phone.
Basically, stealing his cell phone.
I didn't put up a fight. I was like, take it. I don't want to. I'm going to lose this fight.
I'm going to upgrade anyway,
you should have been Andre the Giant and just taken on like all fucking 10 of them. That would have been great.
I had a kid steal my Game Boy.
I had that as well.
When I was probably in junior high or something.
So how'd that go?
And this kid was like, it was just really me being incredibly stupid. And I was a huge, like, I would always be in fights and stuff. And the
you
kid was
them or
we were just outside the no I would I'd never I've never been like a bully or picked on people, but I was always looking for like a righteous reason to fight somebody, I would say.
Okay.
And I would sometimes defend people who were being bullied. Sometimes a guy would say something to me that was dickish, and I would immediately go up to 10 and like start fighting. But I don't. I would say that nobody's perfect. I feel like the instances of me like picking on someone or being an asshole were like minimal compared to me just being an irrational dickhead and easily angered. That would be the majority of my fights.
Yeah.
But the Game Boy thing was just me being incredibly like naive and stupid. Like the kid, like it was a kid that I sort of knew that was in the same like grade as me, and he came up to me like right outside the schoolyard, like off the school property. And he goes, hey, I was playing my Game Boy. He goes, hey, can I see that? And I was like, yeah, okay. And he's like, you dead on it, money? And he ran off down the floor. And if he didn't get away from me, I would have pummeled him within an inch of his life. But he got away. So.
And you never saw him again?
It was like the end of the year. I was like waiting till I saw this fucking kid. It was like a week before the school year ended. I was asking around. Anybody seen the kid that took my fucking Game Boy? I wanted to murder somebody.
Did you know this person by name?
I don't know his name now. I knew it at the time. I couldn't tell you what it is now.
What game was in there? Do you remember?
That's a very good question. I really don't remember. I should remember. I feel
probably
like it's
Zelda.
You should have went E Honda on him. Just did the fucking thousand and slapped his face.
What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Oh, I was guessing that you had Street Fighter in your Game Boy and you went fucking E Honda on the kid.
The Street Game Boy was awful. Like all of their ports were terrible.
So are we to believe that this kid made the decision in his head, this Game Boy is worth dropping out of junior high school?
I think he probably
never went to school again. He's like, I got what I came for. I got this Game Boy. It's going to last me the next 8 years. I don't need any more schooling.
I just feel like he was like probably not the best student and was like already, you know, he was like already getting into bad shit. You know, like, cause I remember he was with like a group of people that were like kind of shitty, but never did anything to me, but it was like,
except
I don't know.
For when
right.
Stole your fucking game.
So I had no reason.
He got
to
kicked out of his previous school for stealing a Sega Dreamcast.
It's one of those things that you ever get in like a bad mood and you start reflecting on your life and think about shit you would change dumb shit. That's the one thing I'm like, that's one of the dumbest fucking things I've ever done.
But you were a child.
Yeah. I was like 13.
Yeah. But that was like the old trick. The kid would walk up to you. Can I see that?
Yeah.
Can I see that?
I don't know how that shit worked. The other one was probably around like 90s, around there. I was working in a record store, and a guy came up and bought a Ghetto Boys album.
Okay.
And I started trying to get into a conversation. Like, yeah, I really, you know, I like. And he goes, name one Ghetto Boys song, like to clown me. Mm-hmm. And I fucking froze to death.
Oh.
Like I really did listen to the Ghetto Boys, and I was like, I can't.
My mind's playing
tricks on me. But because he put me on the spot, like I froze and
so
shit my
happened?
Pants.
Did he just walk away?
He went, and he was like a white fucking hipster. Like he was like a, and he
was
and
it MC Search.
It wasn't like it was no. He was like a little dried up piece of shit. He was like a fucking, you know, like a 90-pound kid with a beard or whatever.
Ugh.
And I lost that confrontation, and he walked right out. And I was like, that's one. I come back.
That's,
you know,
like George Costanza with the Jerk Store.
This is exactly like the Jerk Store. It was the Jerk Store.
That was the name of the record store you worked at.
So that was my embarrassing two stories. I was like, I feel like I let the Ghetto Boys down too, in a way. You know what I mean?
They're all rolling in their graves.
No.
Because I know I knew the Ghetto Boys before that fucking little raisin did.
Yeah.
That's my goodness. But whatever.
You still have that Ghetto Boys album, Rob?
On Spotify, sure. Yeah. I don't have any physical, other than some vinyl. I don't have any physical media.
The joke was that you were the white hipster that bought the record from Darren.
I got MF Doom and Mad Libs, Mad Villain.
No, I said he was like, you know, 5'4 and stringy. That wouldn't be Rob.
At some point, Rob was
5'4
and
stringy. Wow,
Sid,
that was a bad joke.
Like
you must really be taking this whole fact that I would beat you in a race hard.
How tall were you in
third
grade?
7 foot.
So you've shrunk? Damn.
Yeah, we all
shrunk. You're Benjamin Button up
older.
In this bitch.
Can I have a seltzer, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
No, I'll take another seltzer.
You don't get one.
We have cans. I paid for that. Give me a frickin' seltzer.
You got long arms. Fucking reach.
Yeah, reach with your long, runny legs.
Runny? Is that jism running down his legs, or you mean like running? Because if they're runny, then that's like something pouring down them.
Is it what
running down my legs?
Jism?
Yeah.
Jism?
Jism.
There's an M?
Yeah.
That's, well, there's two ways to say it, I would say. I think jizz came from jism.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. J-I-S-M. Oh, definitely. In fact, jism, not to get too... Oh, is that? I didn't know that. I was going to say it's a
give
word,
me a seltzer, damn it!
How do we say it when
please.
We...
Please. I was going to say not to be too nerdy, but jism is a valid word in Scrabble.
Really?
Which can be very... but jizz is not.
Yeah.
Huh. No, it's just that it's not... I feel like jism is an old-time slang word, and it's been around long enough for dictionaries to pick it up. And jizz is more contemporary.
Hmm. Deuterino, which one do you use, jizz or jism?
He uses both all the time.
Or none.
Both daily, no. Nah, I haven't fucking played Scrabble in forever. But yeah, you were talking about the Ghetto Boys. I actually got Mad Lib and MF Doom on Mad Villain on vinyl.
Congratulations.
Sorry, I thought we were talking about different hip-hop records.
Just one.
How many?
Just cut it off.
Goodbye.
It feels good to share some embarrassing, cringeworthy stories in my history.
Yeah.
To get it off your chest.
It it kind of like corroborates what you said earlier about standing up to stupidity.
Yeah.
Because, like, I guess you were always that way, and now, like, in your adult life, you still do it.
I'm not gonna. Let's not sanctify me here. I mean, I've done some shitty things to
it's
people
like
in
your
my
blood.
Life. I just said in the chat just now, I've picked on people before. I mean, I'm a human being who was a dumb kid at one point, you know, but I regretted those instances like pretty early in my life. I feel like I had a good moral like structure, and I feel like in some way I tried to rectify that during like the time I was in actually in high school before eventually dropping out. I let it, what's the word I'm looking for? I feel like in those instances when I did pick on people, like I had some kind of good ability to like reflect on it, which was maybe advanced for a kid, and to go back on it and say, wow, what a fucking asshole I was, which some people don't do until they're like, you know, 40 or 90.
Or they never.
Yeah.
Most people never do it.
I think that's, you know, go ahead. Sorry, Rob.
No, I was just going to say that's important to do. I'm very reflective on like, certain things where at the time I'm like, no, this person's the asshole. And then I look back and it's like, oh, actually, no, it was me.
Yeah, introspection.
Yeah.
Nice. Figure out when you're being an asshole and do your best to stop. We are human beings.
Forgive yourself.
Right.
You now can't acknowledge the problem.
You can't have 100% success rate, I would say.
Yeah.
Try not to be an asshole.
Or be like me and take pride in how good you are at being an asshole.
But even you, Sid, I feel like you're a good person and you have, you know, you have fun being an asshole in some ways, but you're, you know.
I have one gift.
How many?
Oh, damn it. My weird thing was like all through like elementary school, all the way through high school, like I'd pick on people, but it was always people way bigger than me, which is not the smartest thing to do. Even like with Rob, I bust his balls. He's twice my size.
You have a Napoleon complex.
But I've never like had my comeuppance, really.
I was going to say, how'd you never get your ass kicked badly?
He runs fast.
That's actually, that's part of it.
Have you ever had a situation where only running saved you from a beating?
Oh, sure.
Like, can you tell us the...
Anytime my dad would get pissed off at me, he would chase me, and I'd run to the bathroom and lock myself in there until he calmed down.
But from a peer and not a parent?
Yeah. I didn't really run from peers as much, even if they were bigger than me. I'd try to scrap with them a little bit. It never got, like, too violent, thankfully.
Did you ever, like, throw a punch or, like, take down or something?
Yeah, but
like
I don't know that there was ever, like, face punches thrown. There was, like, more, like, chest or stomach or arms. It never got to, like, bloody nose, black eye territory, thankfully.
Yeah, I never I don't think I've been hit in the face too often. Maybe a couple of times.
Yeah.
Like a lot of tussling, I would say.
Yeah,
more
yeah.
tussling for sure.
Like jujitsu, grappling. Yeah. Lots of rear naked chokes in the schoolyard.
I got beat up by some fucking Jews once in my little neighborhood. Like serious, oh like Israeli,
wait,
like JDL guy. You know those JDL dickheads that used to walk
JDL?
Around? Jewish Defense League.
Oh,
like they
my
would, ostensibly, they were supposed to patrol the neighborhood looking for anti-Semitism.
Like Orthodox?
They're,
like,
no.
Like,
well, it's, I don't know what their sect was, but they were like Israeli guys. And they had these dumb, like, they were like guardian angels. They had these dumb identifier uniforms. I think I've told this on the air.
I don't remember hearing.
I had a black friend that I was walking home from school with, and they just started fucking with us because, like, you know, you're an end lover or whatever. Like, you're not, you know, this is a Jewish. Are you Jewish? You Jewish? They would come up to you. And I'm like, yeah, I'm Jewish. What's your problem? Like, not that time. I didn't have the nuance to say, yeah, I'm Jewish, but I'm not religious.
I don't know if you should, if, like, Israeli, because, like, Israeli people is, like, I don't know.
They're Israelis. Trust me, they're Israelis.
Okay, they could
Did they
be.
Say airport? That's a dead giveaway.
I feel like in the neighborhood, because Darren used to live around the corner from me when we were kids, Midwood, before we even knew each other. And like in that neighborhood, there were like Hasidic Jews.
There were, for sure. I'm just saying. Like,
who were from Israel, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like very aggressively Jewish. Like they would always constantly pick on me because I wasn't like in a skirt and I would dress weird and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like I don't equate those people to Israelis. Like
well,
Israeli
he's not
people,
talking about those
me.
People.
Oh, I'm not saying all Israelis are horrible people. I'm just saying
so,
these assholes are Israelis.
I see them more as Jews than Israelis.
All right, yeah, I guess, but they were both. I mean, I'm not like again. I'm not like trying to throw a blanket over every Israeli and say that they're scumbags.
You're the one good one, Noah.
No, there's more than. I'm
and she
there.
Wasn't even born there.
Yeah.
In Israel?
Wait, were you born in?
Yeah.
I thought you were Hungarian. What are you? What are you? Something else, right?
My parents are Romanian.
Oh, Romanian. Okay, sorry.
They moved to Israel.
Oh, okay. I
jacked up in Israel. I was born in Israel.
I thought you were born and moved to Israel. And thought you were born in some other country.
No.
Okay.
I was born in Israel and I moved here.
I know you grew up in Israel, but I thought you like. Were you how long were you there again?
Until I was seven. When I was seven, I moved.
And you didn't speak any English when you lived there, or you did?
Mm-mm.
Wow, that's crazy.
I don't remember the first year of being in this country. It was like such a traumatic change. Like I literally don't remember a thing.
You were like babka, like a human babka.
Did you ever try to run away from your parents? Did you
all the time?
Oh my god! But they didn't put flyers up. They were like, eh.
<Didn't care. laughs> We have two other ones.
Too expensive. Go to Staples.
In Israel, did they keep you in a cage with 20 other Jewish kids?
Feed
yeah.
you other dead Jewish kids.
Yeah.
They fed
Isn't
Noah.
That what hummus is?
Babka ganoush.
Oh, I'm hungry now.
Ooh.
That should be the episode title.
Good luck getting Rob to spell ganoush right.
Well, he knows how to spell babka right.
don't dare him.
He's better off spelling ganoush because there's no like right way to spell it anyway. It's just phonetic. Yeah, Noah.
I wanted to share my story very quickly.
Oh yeah, where did you go recently?
So today I went to the gynecologist.
Oh what?
To get my stuff checked out.
What stuff? Rob, a gynecologist is a doctor who examines a woman's vagina. And
oh, your poozy?
Did it close up from lack of use? Is that what the news is?
No. So, you know, there's like, before she gets in there with the, what is it called?
Speculum?
With the speculum, thank you.
Why do I know that?
She gives the breast exam. So, like, you know, I've been talking to her about getting off of birth control. So I'm asking her about it as she's like slapping my tit around.
What did it do to her?
She's checking for lumps, right? Like that.
She's checking for lumps. Yeah,
if only
like,
there was a Darren there to stand up for her being your tit being picked on.
And
next time you go to the gynecologist, please take Darren with you.
Just get a better gynecologist who doesn't slap you around so much.
So she's like smacking it around, and I'm talking to her, and I notice that she's just like looking up and away from my breast. Like
she doesn't want to judge.
So she's like, and for me, it's weird to not make eye contact with people when I'm talking. So I'm like, all right.
Look at me when you slap my tits. Do me the respect.
My eyes are up here.
Then she goes in, you know, for
you,
the
you didn't realize she has
exam.
A mirror on the ceiling. She was just
no, she wasn't an looking up. She was like, she literally turned her head and her eyes then to the side. Like, so she's not even like she. It's like this. Like, she's slapping my tit and talking to me like this.
Okay.
Okay. Then what she is goes, she slapping for? What does that disclose?
Dominance. That's all. It's just a power move.
Like looking for a breast tumor or something. Like, what is the?
Yeah,
deal.
Like a lump or any like if it's not like if it like I guess if it stays put.
That'd be yeah, it's very stationary. You're good. You're okay. It'd be funny. She slapped you for like 5 minutes and goes, "Oh, seems like it's gonna rain today."
Okay, so then she goes down, you know.
No!
For my pussy exam, right? She puts in the.
Is that the medical term for
speculum.
It?
Looks inside, and like I told her, like one day last week, I just had like a little bit of discomfort on
what
my right side.
What was he trying to impress? His black, bisexual,
oh.
Black.
Oh,
so-called
sorry, guys.
White.
This is my fault. This is on autoplay. It went into that Jewish racist
rabbi. I
want to
conclude with Psalm 29.
Don't disrupt my story.
Technical error, all. But it was actually kind of funny.
So like I told him I had like a little bit of discomfort and like last week or something I felt like a little like bubble ovaries are.
Oh,
so
whoa.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, you know, like I told her that and she's in there and she's like, oh yeah, you're really sensitive. And I was like, yeah, I've been feeling a little sensitive. Like, how do you know that? And she's like, oh, because you're bleeding.
Oh.
Whoa.
Wait, bleeding internally, you mean?
Yeah, like as she's doing the pap smear, you know, like here and there, like women's spot or whatever, but apparently like I was like bleeding from
oh.
it. So it's like, oh, okay. And she's like, okay, well, you know, she also like went down after she smacked my tit.
Wait, what? We did that joke already.
Wait, what?
To like where my ovaries are. And she did like an exam, like a topical exam or whatever.
She
and then
talked about politics and shit.
And then she's like, no. And so then, you know, she does the pap smear, whatever. She takes the thing out, and then she lubes up her fingers, and she's like, "This is gonna be cold," and she sticks her fingers in me. And I, you know, and I'm like, okay. And then she's like, feeling me on the right side, and I'm like, yeah, that feels a little sensitive. And then she goes to the left side, and then I'm like, oh, it doesn't feel sensitive there. And she's talking back to me. And again, she's just like looking. Oh, she's not making eye contact with me. Like, why can't she finger me and look me in the fucking eye?
Buy you dinner or something. Jeez.
No, Noah's got a girlfriend.
I don't need dinner. I just want her to look at me when she's examining my pussy.
Maybe that makes some women uncomfortable. Is that possible? You just want to sort
I mean,
of...
but
I think Sid's right. I think that's like they probably did it as protocol,
yeah,
maybe.
I would think.
So you maybe more women don't want you to look in
that. Yeah, maybe more women are freaked out by the
yeah.
icon.
That's
like
the
then
thought,
it becomes, man. Then it becomes
but
sexual.
I feel like,
what
an,
you
I feel like
done,
an object.
What, so you were up in the stirrups and stuff at this
yeah.
point. Your feet were in the air.
Yeah.
You should have taken one of your feet and just mushed her face back to.
Yeah. You should have fucking Antifa'd her.
Just put my toes in her mouth.
Just
guide her face with your tongue. And El Duderino will call her. You should never mush a gynecologist's face when they're examining your pussy.
Next time, try that. Very subtly.
Because what are you going to accomplish, really? You're just going to have a gynecologist that's not looking at you and is mad at you.
And then she gets up and she's like pads are over there and
damn.
Like leaves
oh.
the room.
The fuck out! I got another appointment.
And then I went. I looked at the pads. They were like 3 inches thick, and I'm just like, fuck it. I'm not wearing that. Just bleed in my underwear and go home.
But so on the whole, you're healthy, right?
Well.
Is there seriously everything's okay though?
I have to get a sonogram now, and they have to like take a tube with a camera in it and stick it up my vagine.
Oh, you
gonna upload that video for social media?
That'll be her life, just behind the scenes.
That's the weirdest fetish porn ever.
I'm gonna ask for a copy of it.
Oh my god.
That'd be kind of cool, though. Well, that's the thing. Like all my shit is, like, inside, and I can't see anything. And I just, like, with you guys, your penises are outside, and you could just, like, see everything. There's something
but they're
wrong.
They're not clear.
I know, but, like, stuff happens on top of it, not, like, inside of
like
it.
You don't know.
Plenty of stuff happens inside.
What happens inside of penises?
There's, like, tubes and cum and blood and...
I know, but like
there's skin. There's something inside the skin.
I had a camera up my peener. Didn't I say this on the air before?
You did.
Oh,
no,
God, you don't want to talk about it. Okay. But I was bleeding in
there
too.
My dick is retracting.
I had a rash on my prostate, so it was causing not bleeding, but like blood cells to appear in my urine. So he stuck a camera up the Schwanger. When he put the camera in? No, because it's only like 1 second of like, well, a little bit more than 1 second.
I guess
like,
I'm like imagining like a thick like a big camera.
No.
The camcorder.
Did you ever see a catheter? Like when they put a catheter in
it's
your
like
pee hole?
It's the size of a straw. That's too big.
It's
for
a
me.
Tiny, tiny, tiny camera. It's like the end of a catheter, and it just they pop it in. It hurts like a motherfucker, but then after like the insertion of 2 seconds, it's okay. Like while the thing is in you, you feel nothing. It's just the insertion and the pulling out that hurt.
Lucky for me, like, you know, I have a bigger hole than you.
You have a wider vagina.
Yeah. That's my story.
Interesting. So I guess it's probably a personal, but I'm curious why. You don't have to answer if you don't want to, but why did you decide to not be on birth control anymore?
I don't mind talking about it. I feel like birth control makes me attract the wrong kind of dudes. Like, I just want to, like, let out my natural pheromones so I can finally, like, attract someone normal.
Okay. You think they're – you really think, like, that's
yes.
a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So on Tinder they can tell that you're on birth control? Is that, like, a
no,
checkbox?
I'm not, like, not from data. Like, in person. I just, like – I've been on birth control for, like, 30 years or something.
What?
No.
You've been four.
I just want to see what it's like without it. So I might go crazy and want to get back on it, but I just want to see what
you
it's
might
like
have a kid.
It. Don't want to have a kid.
Well,
and also I feel like, you know, like it's like I'm not uncomfortable asking a guy to use a condom or anything like that.
Poor guy.
Yeah, really.
No.
Yeah, like I'm not just gonna have unprotected sex with randos.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter.
Well, that's important then. That's good. That's good.
Are you sad about it?
Well, I'm not gonna get there. I don't care.
No,
good for
that
you.
Attitude.
Yeah, I feel like if I like start having sex with someone more regularly, like if I start like being in a relationship with someone, then I'll get back on birth control.
I see.
Or just let him pop a baby in you.
I don't want a baby.
The thing: if you get pregnant, then that's like 4 or 5 months of unprotected sex you can have, and then just get the abortion.
Or just keep doing your jiu-jitsu classes and have the baby die naturally. And those people kick that shit right out of you.
There's no kicking in jiu-jitsu, first of all.
Well,
Rob just laughed his headphones off.
There's just like a lot of pressure. Someone's just going to like...
They'll sit on your stomach until you have a blood fart. Clear you right out. Brazilian abortion.
Is that what that's called?
It is now.
Okay.
Do we have any like listener stuff?
Yeah, we actually got this voice memo from Israeli guy last Thursday, but it was
about this time he was in Brooklyn with his JDL group and he beat the shit out of
him. I don't think he's that old. This had to be like 1985, 6, or 7. Yeah. He definitely wasn't.
Hi, everyone. This is Israeli Guy again. I'm sorry you didn't get the jokes last time for Purim, so I'll try my best this time. There aren't many words starting with S or N in the Haggadah, but there are a lot of rabbis in the Haggadah. So I found some rabbis not from the Haggadah. Let's start with your name. So here goes. Rabbi Nachman Miuman Noah. Rabbi David Abuchatzera Deren.
What?
Rabbi Saadia Gaon Sid. And Rabbi Rod.
Oh, Rabbi Rabba.
Rabbi Rabba.
Rabba Haggadah. What did he say?
Hi,
now?
Everyone. This is Israeli guy
flipping.
Again.
You're flipping.
Oh, can you put it back to like where he says our names? I want to hear Darren's again.
Haggadah. Let's start. Or
that's
rabbis
my Hebrew name for
in the Haggadah.
Haggadah.
So I found some rabbis not from the Haggadah. Let's start with your name. So here goes. Rabbi Nachman Miuman Noah. Rabbi David.
Wait, so what was that?
Rabbi Dabi.
Rabbi Nachman Uman. I don't know what the Uman means.
Abuchatzera Darren.
Buchatzer.
Rabbi Saadia.
A spell on us. What the fuck is this shit?
Yeah, I don't know.
Buchatzer reminds me of Abuchat Erev, which means dinner. Dinner Darren.
Wait, oh. Arab means dinner? I don't know if I like that.
Aruchat Erev.
Arafat?
My beard looks like Arafat. I actually, in my mother's building, I was in there like moving some stuff around or whatever, helping her out. And I'm leaving, and one of the people who I used to know when I lived in the building, who lived there for like 50 years, oh, and they'll see you for a long time, Russian guy. Nice guy, old, you know, he must be like 70 now. And he's like, you don't shave? And I'm like, well, you know, my wife likes it, so I leave it up to a certain point, and then I get rid of it. He goes, you know, you're looking like Arafat. You look like
Jesus
Arafat.
Christ.
Ew.
And I'm like, wow, that's it. First of all, he clearly can't have good feelings about Arafat
because
he's an old Russian Jew. I was like, that's such an insult. Like, fuck you. I look like Arafat.
You do not look like Arafat.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, you look like Arafat. Arafat. I will say this. It was worse than this at that time. So I may have looked like Arafat. But that's still not something you say to somebody.
Yeah. Russian people have no tact.
Yeah, even when it's true. And he's one of the nicer ones.
He threw a rock at him and ran away.
Yeah, that's what Arafat would do.
Yeah.
Take that.
Intifada his ass.
Yeah.
All right, we got another one from John.
Or Josh?
No, this one is John.
Actually, John.
Hey, guys, it's Jom from Chicago.
Jom?
He spelled his own name wrong? Yeah. Oh. And
is it just Kerned wrong?
Yeah, it's really Jorn.
Is this Pizza Deadbeat, John?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he goes, and I'd like it if Darren could read this as Dave Mustaine. No. then he goes, well, uncalled in last week. I think he meant I called him last week.
Come on.
Can you just like substitute what you think he's saying?
No,
I like reading the title.
Rob very rarely gets to point out other people's
it's
time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let him have this moment.
But the blog talk bitch cut me off, apparently. The reason I called in and I'm sending this is because Noah inspired me to stop smoking. I haven't had a cigarette since January 1st. And listening to the way she just stopped smoking made me think I could do it too. Even
Yay!
If her stopping weed was just temporary. I also want to know what you got. Oh, that's a separate sentence. You didn't put a period. Even if her stopping weed was just temporary. I also wanted to know what you guys think of Sabaton. I just saw them live with Creator and it was amazing. I love the show. It's gotten me through hard times. Thanks, John.
Is
thanks,
he
John.
Himself,
no,
or
thanks,
John.
Thanks, comma John. Thanks, John. John, I'm very happy you stopped smoking.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's a long time.
Yeah,
for cold turkey.
Almost I guess 4 months now. Yeah.
Use
so.
All that money you're saving on the cigarettes to send us the fucking pizza you owe us from 2 years ago. God damn it.
Sid does not forget.
No.
No, are you a Sabaton fan?
I like Sabaton.
All right.
Like,
yeah, I
what
agree.
What is that?
I like seeing
they're
them
power
live.
Metal.
It's a power metal band, like. They're cool to see live. I don't think I don't own any of their albums or anything like that.
Give it a few months and there'll be some Nazi rumors about them. So let's
no,
definitely
chill
not.
With that. Why?
They're nice. They're nice.
Okay. Where are they from?
Are you just going to accuse every band that you have no knowledge
50,
of? 50-50
that I'm going to be right. It's a coin toss with all these bands. Where is this band from?
Can you raise my volume now?
Are they Canadian or some shit? Where are they from?
Sabaton, they're Swedish.
Come on, man. Better than 50-50 odds that they're Nazis. At least one of them.
Yeah, it's up.
This is like shooting Swedish fish in a barrel.
I get it.
Bravo,
thank
countdown.
You. There's a pause for applause.
There we go. This is your favorite, Sid.
This is metal?
Coming.
the intro, so give it a second.
Dave, this is three men roaming the forest looking for hidden Jews.
Hopefully,
this is the beginning
for me,
of
the
Inglorious Bastards.
This is great. See, you're bopping along
to
it.
Good music to hunt Jews. You get me. That protects the man of the wild.
Ah, flattered.
This Tenacious D. This is like Tenacious D without it being a joke.
Tenacious D was a joke.
This is video game music for people too old to play video games.
We're never too old to play.
No, I mean, like, they were already adults when video games were invented, so they were too old for video games as a concept.
All right.
So that's Sabaton. Let's see if I got any
hilarious
more emails.
Somebody else has voicemails? Gosh.
Are you just checking, like, your personal email now? Are you going to read us, like, your cell phone
statement?
Hey,
shut up, Sid. All right, this one's from Tyler.
Oh.
I'm curious what you guys think of Michael Gira's Swans. Are you guys fans? I feel like they aren't discussed often enough, given how many great albums they produced. For 30-plus years now, I'm a big fan of their newer albums, like To Be Kind. However, I feel like their first album, Filth, is maybe their best. I think it's a style of music metal has been missing lately. There aren't too many bands that dabble with super, super gritty, raw, visceral styles of music with crushing chords that they mastered. Maybe you guys are more aware of bands that recently have taken this type of approach. If so, I'd like to hear them out. So.
You wrote to the wrong podcast.
I've heard of this band for years and years. I've heard of that musician for years and years, but everything I've heard about them makes it seem like they're probably unlistenable, so I've never actually heard even 1 second of their music until now.
And you have like 10 seconds.
So far, this just sounds like an intro to a Tool song, so it's not really telling me much.
Can you fast forward? Like, it's the meat.
CD skipping?
Yeah, it's Lars' drum.
No.
This is like a little read, almost. Yeah, it's take a look on the mind.
Let's do another one.
Tool plus Lou Reed. That's the mashup.
Yeah.
That should have not Lutalica. Get it skipping.
Yeah.
It is not skipping!
By the way, while we wait for the 3-minute mark for this song to kick in, sorry.
What are you going to say, Dan?
I was going to say that the chat is asking us for our WrestleMania predictions.
Oh, well, you can hear my WrestleMania predictions on the new Squared Circle pit with Neurosis' Scott Kelly and the Atlas' Moth's Stavros Giannopoulos.
So you don't want to talk about it here.
I don't mind talking about it. Well, what are your predictions?
Read down the matches for me, because I'm so out of it that I don't even really. I only know like 3 matches on the card. John Cena and Undertaker, which I'm gonna just completely tune out and not give a shit about.
Triple H, Stephanie, Kurt Angle, and
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey.
You go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I got a little carried away.
Go ahead. I want to hear you. I don't really care about it. Go ahead. You give your opinion.
I think Ronda and Kurt Angle are going to win that one.
Okay. I agree. I think they are.
Obviously, yeah, they have to win just because it's like they need that Sports Center moment. That's what I said.
Didn't she have like some kind of weird, awkward encounter with an ESPN show like a week or two ago? Where she like misunderstood a question and got all weird about it?
There was something I didn't pay attention to it. Yeah.
She thought he was asking about time travel. She got all like snarky with him, and it was like uncomfortable. I didn't actually watch it. I figured you'd play it because it's wrestling related, and then I forgot.
I didn't watch it either.
Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns.
Ugh, yeah.
All right. What about
my
AJ Styles?
So that one, I think Roman Reigns is going to win.
Oh.
And I think he's going to beat Brock Lesnar cleanly, which I think is disgusting.
Yeah, it's probably going to be Brock Lesnar's last match.
Yeah. So
he's going to ma.
So that's going to be horrible and awful to watch.
I think it'll be fun. Okay. I think it'll be a fine match.
We disagree.
So, you
just
go to the bathroom for that one.
Yeah, it's the last match.
You
can leave. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Listen, kick me out of your house before I even get there.
Agent
I'm not kicking out. I'm just saying.
You could take Bobka for a walk.
I want to document the atrocities.
AJ versus Nakamura. Who do you think?
Fantastic match. You know that it's such a good and a well booked match and good angle that I don't know who's going to win. Which to me is the mark of a good angle.
Yeah.
If I had to go out on a limb, I think I would say probably AJ Styles is going to retain his title.
Okay.
But I really have no strong feelings either way, except it's going to be a fantastic match.
I think Nakamura is winning that one.
Okay.
I think it's AJ Styles.
I would not be surprised at all if Nakamura wins, though. It's like that close.
Yeah.
What about Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn?
Definitely, Daniel Bryan's team is going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Really? 100%. But aren't they fired if they lose?
They'll just go to Raw.
Yeah, and KO, they could always write yourself out of a corner in any way. They might go away for a couple of months or something, whatever. It's been done 1,000 times.
Charlotte versus Asuka, what do you think?
Asuka, mm-hmm. 100%.
Agreed. Nia Jax versus Alexa.
That's tough. Yeah, I don't. What's the storyline? What are they like? Are
the storyline is that Nia's been fat shamed, called like a monster.
Really? Is that on TV?
Yeah.
So like she's baby face?
Yeah, she's a face now.
Jeez.
And Nia and Alexa, who had an eating disorder, is calling someone else fat, which like who had an eating disorder in real life. In storyline, it's calling someone else.
So wait, hold on. So the story is that she's being fat shamed and it's wrong.
Yeah.
The story is that Alexa is just calling her fat.
No, that she's being fat shamed and it's wrong.
Oh, then definitely Nia Jax is gonna win,
unless it's a WrestleMania 19 situation. And Alexa Bliss wins at WrestleMania 19. It was Triple H versus Booker T, and the whole build up was racism. It was like,
and Triple H won.
Triple H is like, you should carry my bags. You're like an entertainer. Go dance. He literally said, go dance, and then he won. And it's like, wait a minute. So that means he's right.
Well, so now you're making me rescind my opinion. I think it's possible that Alexa Bliss is actually going to defend her fat shaming title.
I mean. But I feel like Nia Jax always wins. Like, Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, I think Nia Jax.
She's small.
So you're small shaming her?
Yeah.
Well, she has such a fucking eating disorder. Maybe she'd be
not that kind of small. Small size.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
In length, not width.
Then we have the Usos versus New Day versus the Bludgeon Brothers for the SmackDown title.
I guess the Usos. I don't know. They seem to be pushing the Bludgeon Brothers kind of hard, though.
Miz versus Rollins versus Finn Balor for the IC title.
Finn Balor.
Noah.
The Miz.
Okay. Miz has actually won me over a little bit.
Yeah, I like him now.
Randy Orton versus Bobby Roode versus Jinder Mahal versus
Randy
Rusev.
Randy Orton.
I hope Rusev wins.
I hope Rusev wins. I agree. Are we picking who we want to win or who is going to win?
Do both. Sheamus and Cesaro versus Braun and a mystery partner. Who do you think the mystery partner is going to be?
Oh, that's a good question. Do you have any scoop on this?
I don't have any scoop. I just hope it's not the Big Show.
I think it's going to be Ronda Rousey.
She can't do two.
The amazing rowdy Ronda Rousey.
And then the two battle royals, the men's and the women.
I think Conquistador number one is going to win men's.
No,
I have no idea. I don't care.
Forward to it'll be fun.
Wait, they're going to do The Undertaker versus John Cena?
Yeah.
You said that earlier.
Yeah, which
why?
I'm kind of happy about because the two of them will now not infect two separate matches with their shittiness and will instead infect one shitty match with extra shittiness.
Why is Undertaker still wrestling?
He is old and they don't know how to tell him not to do
it. He probably, like, has nothing else to do. This is like his entire life.
But like, can they just not book him? Like, he's not just going to show up and demand somebody fight him.
Right. I think they'd still, from whatever their internal calculus is, they make a shit ton of money from his appearances. I mean, once a year.
I was talking about this with somebody the other day because wrestling came up. And it's like, you want me to believe that this is like this high-risk, super athletic sporting spectacle, but a fucking 60-year-old can do it and compete on equal footing with like a 28-year-old? That discredits the whole mirage.
In jiu-jitsu, it's like that too. There's old people in class.
Mr. Miyagi, come on. That was a movie.
Well,
Noah.
Can I interject something here? Because I see both of your points. Here's what I would say. I think if done correctly, a 50, what is he, 50-something, 55?
Yeah, 58, I think.
Oh, is he really 58?
I think it's like 53. I think we actually checked this during dinner the other night.
Let's just say a 50-year-old.
Yeah, he's 53. Yeah.
He's 53. Okay. I think if you did it correctly, in a credible way, a 53-year-old could have a good match. There could be a reasonable storyline where this guy wrestles once a year and he's so good that he's still able to do this. I just don't think the Undertaker is that guy because he's falling apart. He could barely get to the ring. Yeah.
But like in baseball, if you're 40, you're like a great great grandpa already.
Right, sure.
But wrestling is easier for a fucking 50-year-old than baseball.
Right. Well, they don't generally have like 3-year-olds wrestling. I hate that I'm defending WWE.
It's like pro wrestling welfare. They feel they don't know what he's gonna do if he's left to his own devices.
Right.
So better he be here and we can look over him and make sure he takes care of himself.
You think the guys who wrestle him just like lose on purpose so that they can make him feel better?
Yes.
That is, you know, it's funny. I mean, what you're describing as a match in the storyline is what's really kind of happening.
Oh, really?
They're basically giving him exactly what he wants and they don't care that it makes sense or whether it doesn't make sense in the storyline. They're just feeding his ego.
It's just like, yes, Grandpa is senile. Pretend there's a big snowman in the room that he's talking to. Just play along. He only has a few years left.
Right. It's just that they happen to televise it and put it on a gigantic paper.
And it's Grandpa getting hit in the head with a fucking chair.
And then he looks up his own vomit at the end of the match.
Nice.
Oh, my God. They don't still call him the Phenom, though, right?
At times, for fuck's sake. He's accumulated like 9 different monikers over the years.
The dead man actually works because he's old enough that he should be. Just use that one. It's fine.
Are they going to wheel him in like in a coffin?
Except
this time he won't get out.
Yeah, instead of a casket match getting in at the end of the match, he's in it at the beginning. He steps out of it to do the match.
John Cena has to fight a corpse the first time ever.
But didn't John Cena have like a gigantic feud with him in the old days? Like, when John Cena first came in with Dead Man Inc. and all that?
They've both been around so long.
Yeah, I think they had a match.
Yeah,
like a big feud.
No, when John Cena was like a big heel, he has like half of his fucking shitty rap album is about The Undertaker.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
His old theme music used to be like New Dead Man Inc. or whatever, something about that shit.
It was the big feud because Cena was like, I'm a white guy who likes rap music. And The Undertaker was like, I don't like that. I'm a white guy who likes Limp Bizkit. That's different. Let's fight about it.
Oh, I found this.
Like, no,
John Cena in a grave.
He was expecting somebody else. Now you're going to hate on me? That's, okay, I shake you right over. Okay, I'm on fire right now, you heard?
Anyone thinks he's good at promos?
Now he's in like a family comedy movie with Judd Apatow's wife.
Blockers.
Yeah, an awful looking, horrible movie.
Yeah.
Which suits him. That's what he's good at. Well, not good at, that's what he is.
I can't wait to listen up on Tanks. That was so great.
See, I've been watching ever since you debuted as Dead Man. You're full of more crap than a super-sized bedpan. And this whole thing's a front, man. You were never deceased. He dropped from funeral to funeral just to hit on a priest.
Thanks for spitting that real shit that he's not really a dead person. I appreciate that knowledge.
Was he calling him gay? Is that what that whole thing was?
Is that Marky Mark?
I heard rumors about you, dog. You used to hit on men off. Our 2-way Paul Berry said you shared the same coffin. He was never dead, man.
How is that an insult? Okay, so there.
Was he the heel at this point or the face, Cena?
He's the heel.
Okay, so.
The whole time you was faking. and you beating John Cena? Great mistake. You old news, dog. Fans won't even miss you. You ain't a dead man. You just a dead issue. And if vengeance, I'm going to prove
so bad. I would love if they had done it like a... like some kind of angle where he goes to an actual...
Some kind of angle!
Sorry. Where he goes to like a real rap battle and tries to do this shit. This weak fucking weak sauce white boy preps.